For all my women out there, I just want you to know that you are a boss. Women have to be at the table for technology and innovation. And if not, we'll simply create our own. Don't feel like you shouldn't be a part of the tech space just because there aren't many women in the room. That's exactly why we need you to be there. Girl, don't forget to rep your set in these tech spaces, aka rep your culture. You are the face of technology and the face of the future. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Women in Tech with Ariana podcast with me, Ariana, as your favorite host. For those of you, it's your first time tuning in. Welcome to an amazing community of the dopest women around the world in tech, where we talk about the latest tech news. You know, we'll hear stories from special guests, from women from all around the world, and we're all about sharing tangible resources and tools like grants, access to funding. We give away free materials to help you to learn how to code, job opportunities. We'll talk about the latest tech conferences that we think you should attend, and so much more. Don't forget, guys, to hit the subscribe button and leave a review in the podcast app or on the website you're using to listen to this episode. So today, guys, this week is Opportunity Week. And so essentially that's when, you know, the previous week, you know, we talked about news or we had a special guest on the show, but the next following week will always be a tangible resource or tool that we can give to our audience. And today, guys, today's opportunity is a grant for women in business. And it is brought to you by Women's Net. And so Women's Net essentially is an organization based in Rochester, New York, and they give grants to women-owned businesses. The Amber Grant Foundation began in 1998, and it launched in conjunction with Entrepreneurial Community for Women. So essentially, this foundation, guys, was set up with one goal in mind, and it was to honor the memory of a young woman. Her name is Amber Wigdahl. And she died, unfortunately, at the age of 19 years old. But she had dreams and visions of being able to she wanted to be an entrepreneur when she was young. And so when she passed away, they started a fund in her name called the Amber Grant. And so usually, guys, which is what is interesting, their grants run for about like $2,500. But in 2020, $2,000. I said $2,500, but $2,000. But this year in 2020, they have decided to double their amounts to $4,000. So you can earn a grant from up to now, up until November 2020. And you'll also, if you do win, which is cool, they have a second round of funding where they'll give you $25,000 grant at the end of the year. But the application, guys, is due by February 29th, 2020, right? So they accept all these applications from today, which is February 5th, up until February 29th. And so if you are looking for a grant, right, this is a grant, right? So this isn't seed funding, this isn't VC funding, none of that, right? Like, so no strings attached. There is the opportunity for the Amber Grant Fund for you. So guys, share this with all of your friends, right, who are in business and have business ideas and are looking for funding, and make sure that you let them know about the Amber Grant. And so they have the application, everything. I have the links immediately below. If you click, it's wallwaytech.com/resources, or you can just click the link immediately below in the podcast details, and you will be able to immediately apply for the application. And so they have basic questions on there. You guys, like, your name is really, this is like the shortest application I've actually ever seen. So they have your name, business name, the web address, if you have one, you put in your email. They have a question about, tell me about your business. And then literally the last question is, tell us what you would do with the money if awarded the grant, right? So it's super simple. There is an application fee for this grant. It's $15, but rightfully so, right? It's going to an organization that is, you know, using every dollar that they spend either to support the nonprofit organization or to actually give these grants for women. So I think $15 to be in a pool to potentially win, you know, $4,000 is great. And then again, of course, they have that second round where if you win the $4,000, then you'll be eligible for $25,000. So I think it's totally worth it. It's $15, and you would have spent that $15 at Starbucks 5 times this week anyway. So you might as well just go ahead and give it to the Amber Grant Foundation, which is, you know, hosted by Women's Net. So yeah, guys, make sure you share this podcast episode. Happy new week. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. We have so many surprises coming for you guys. Some dope special guests. And it's your girl, Ariana, signing out.